Two polls show majority of registered voters oppose impeachment. By Michael Patrick Leahy on December 11, 2019. Two polls released this week show that a majority of registered voters in America now oppose the impeachment of President Trump and his removal from office. One of those polls also shows that a majority of adults who live in 2016 swing counties oppose impeachment and removal by a 7-point margin. A Quinnipiac poll released on Tuesday shows slightly more than half of all registered voters, 51%, think that President Trump should not be impeached and removed from office, while 45% say he should be impeached and removed. The summary of the poll concluded. This compares to a November 26 poll in which 48% of voters said the president should not be impeached, while 45% said he should be. Today's poll is the first time since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the inquiry that more than half of voters say that Trump should not be impeached. A Monmouth University poll released on Wednesday shows that 51% of registered voters oppose the impeachment of the president and his removal from office, while 44% support it. See question 4 on page 2 of the poll's crosstabs, which are included in this document from Monmouth University, but are found after the 9-page summary of the poll at the beginning of the document. The exact language of the question posed to respondents in the poll was, "Do you think President Trump should be impeached and compelled to leave the presidency, or not?" The Monmouth University poll results also provided details about opposition to impeachment at the county level based on 2016 presidential election results. See question 4 on page 2 of the poll's crosstabs. In counties President Trump won by 10 points or more, 63% of poll respondents, which includes both registered voters and adults who are not registered to vote, oppose impeachment of the president and his removal from office, while only 32% support impeachment. In counties Hillary Clinton won by 10 points or more, only 37% of poll respondents oppose impeachment of the president and his removal from office, while 58% support it. Significantly, the majority of adult respondents in swing counties, those where neither President Trump nor Hillary Clinton won by a margin greater than 10 points, oppose impeachment. 51% of swing county adults oppose impeachment of the president and his removal from office, while only 44% support it. This latter swing county breakdown of public opinion is especially relevant in the days leading up to an anticipated floor vote on impeachment, currently expected to be held on the floor of the House of Representatives sometime before next Friday, December 20. As Breitbart News reported, 31 Democrats represent districts President Trump won in 2016. And more than a dozen more represent districts Hillary Clinton won by less than 10 points in 2016. The Monmouth University poll of 903 adults, 838 of whom are registered voters and 65 of whom are not registered voters, was conducted between December 4 and December 8 and has a margin of error of 3.3% when all adults registered voters and adults who are not registered voters are included, and 3.4% when only registered voters are included. Not surprisingly, when adults who are not registered voters are included, the percentage of Americans who oppose the president's impeachment and removal from office drops slightly to 50%, while the percentage who support it increases slightly to 45%. Note, while 51% of registered voters oppose the impeachment of the president and his removal from office and 44% support it, 42% of adults who are not registered voters oppose the impeachment of the president and his removal from office and 52% support it. See question 4 on page 2 of the poll's crosstabs. The demographics of the poll respondents were as follows. 26% were Republican, 30% were Democrat, and 43% were independent. 31% were age 18 to 34, 32% were 35 to 54, and 37% were over 55. 64% were white, 12% were black, 16% were Hispanic, and 8% were Asian/other. Opinion on impeachment has been rock steady since news of the Ukraine call first broke. Any small shifts we are seeing now are likely to be statistical noise. Patrick Murray, director of the independent Monmouth University Polling Institute, said in the statement accompanying the release of the poll. Among adults, including both registered voters and adults over age 18 not registered to vote, 53% opposed impeachment of the president and removal from office in July 2017, while 41% supported it. The Monmouth University crosstabs did not include historical data on opposition to impeachment broken down by registered voters, separate from the broader group that includes all adults. Notably, the Quinnipiac poll also showed President Trump trailing all of the leading Democratic candidates for president. If the general election for president were being held today, 51% of registered voters say they would vote for Joe Biden, while 42% say they would vote for President Trump. When Trump is matched against other Democratic contenders, the race remains in single digits. Bernie Sanders gets 51%, while Trump is 43%. Elizabeth Warren receives 50% and Trump gets 43%. Michael Bloomberg gets 48% to Trump's 42%. Pete Buttigieg has 48%, while Trump receives 43%. Amy Klobuchar receives 47%, while Trump is 43%. This compares to an October 8 poll, in which Biden beat Trump 51-40%, Sanders led Trump 49-42%, and Warren won against Trump 49-41%. At this point in the 2016 election cycle, a December 2, 2015 Quinnipiac University national poll found that 47% of voters said that they would vote for the eventual Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, while 41% said that they would vote for eventual Republican nominee Donald Trump. The Quinnipiac poll of 1,553 registered voters was conducted between December 4 and December 9 and has a margin of error of 2.5%. The party breakdown of poll respondents was 28% Republican, 34% Democrat, 28% Independent, and 9% Other.